Hello everyone, I'm Shirish Dubey from the Microsoft Azure Backup product team, and today I'd like to present a two-part video series covering some of our latest features in Azure Backup. In the first video, I will introduce you to the new Recovery Services Vault concept, which is a combined vault for both backup and site recovery services, and our first step in delivering better together scenarios for both backup and DR in Azure. In the second video, I will describe the new alerting and monitoring feature we built for Azure Backup. Now let's first see how to create a new Recovery Services Vault and register your on-premises service to it for backup. Browse to the new Ibiza portal at portal.azure.com using your credentials. This will now take you to the new portal that you might have been familiar by now. Click on the plus new button and search for backup. To create the vault in the new portal, select Backup and Site Recovery OMS, which will let you create the new recovery services vault I described earlier. Once you do that, the next blade shows the recovery services vault and the description of the new vault. Now click on Create. Enter the name of the recovery services vault, associated resource group, and the geolocation for the vault where you want the backup copies to be stored. Click the Create button at the bottom of the screen to complete the step. You might notice a deployment job that shows up momentarily on the top right corner of the screen, indicating the progress of the job. Now, once this deployment is successful, search for Recovery Services Vault. This should display the Recovery Services Vault you just created. Also, this may be a good time to add Recovery Services Vaults to the Favorites item on the left navigation to skip the step next time you visit this page or when you create additional Recovery Services Vaults. Now open the Recovery Services Vault you just created and go to the Getting Started menu for Backup. Click on Backup and select the Backup goal. Now you'll see two options here, Azure and On-Premises. If you select Azure, you can pick virtual machines to backup. These are virtual machines that you will run in Azure. If you select on-premises, it allows you to select files and folders or Hyper-V VMs or workloads, SQL, SharePoint, or Exchange as the protected items. Since for this demo, we want to protect an on-premises server, choose the backup goal as on-premises and select files and folders. The blade will now guide you to a two-step process to prepare the server to be backed up. Step one is to download the agent that needs to be run on the server you want to back up. And step two is to download the vault credential files, which is used to authenticate the server that you want to back up. Now I'll download both of these to my server and copy it to the desktop to make it easier to run. First, run the installer and follow the steps in the wizard. Once the install is complete, you'll get the option to register the server to the vault. Proceed to registration. Browse to the location of the vault credential file you saved in the earlier step. And then enter the passphrase of your choice and make sure you keep a copy of this safely as you will need it for restoring files from the recovery services vault. Click the register button to complete the step. This completes both the steps, and the server is now ready to back up to the Recovery Services Vault. You can set up the items you want to back up, the backup schedule, and the retention, as well as other related settings as you did earlier. There is no change to this part of the process in the new Recovery Services Vault. Thanks a lot for watching, and be sure to tune in to the second video to see how to monitor your backups using the new alerting feature.